Chapter 9, titled Rejecting Interference, begins on page 36. There are two subjects on this track. The first subject is IF filter, and it will conclude with a very short subject, noise blanker, at the end of this track. So we begin rejecting interference with subsection IF filter. The IF filters are designed for selecting the exact range of immediate frequencies that are sent to the next stage in the receive circuit. Interference adjacent to the desired signal can be reduced by selecting a narrow bandwidth filter and/or shifting the center frequency of the filter. To more effectively remove interference, use the IF filters with the DSP filters described on page 37 and 38. Those two pages will follow on other tracks. Subpart, changing IF filter bandwidth. When adjacent frequency interference is present at both sides of the desired signal, a narrow IF filter bandwidth may be the best way to remove the interference. Changing the filter bandwidth will not affect the current receive frequency. To use a narrow filter in SSB, CW, or FSK mode, install the appropriate optional filter, reference page 58, and select the appropriate setting in menu number 46. When in CW or FSK mode, the wide filter or the narrow filter is automatically selected depending on the bandwidth of the DSP filter that you select. Refer to Changing Receive Bandwidth. Page 37. The default in SSB or AM mode is wide bandwidth. In FM mode, you cannot change the filter bandwidth. Note, when you use menu B, make sure to select the appropriate filter bandwidth via menu number 46 in menu B. And for the listener, there is a diagram here showing the desired signal and then a left interfering signal and a right side interfering signal. And we have four steps to explain. 1. Select SSB or AM mode. As a reminder, the SSB, the LSB, USB button is the top of the three curved feature buttons around the left side of the dial, the SSB button being at approximately 10 o'clock. 2. Press filter. Again, as a reminder, the filter button is in the bottom right corner, location of the readout. It's the bottom of four buttons on the right side of the readout. It's a racetrack-shaped button, the fourth button. Press filter. Point. The current filter selection appears. The small readout would show FIL. --WID. 3. Turn the multi-slant CH control to select wide parenthesis FIL-WID or narrow parenthesis FIL-NAR. 4. Press filter to complete the setting. Subpart IF shift. Now, as a reminder, the IF shift dual purpose dial is at the bottom right corner of the front of the rig. For SSB, CW, or FSK mode, shifting the center frequency of the filter passband is an additional method of fighting adjacent frequency interference. Shifting this center frequency does not change the current receive frequency. To remove interference that is higher in frequency than the desired signal, turn the IF shift control counterclockwise. To remove interference that is lower in frequency than the desired signal, turn the IF shift control clockwise. And there's a diagram here that shows those maneuvers. Subsection titled Noise Blanker. Noise Blanker is designed to reduce pulse noise such as that generated by automobile ignitions. Noise Blanker does not function in FM mode. Press NB to toggle Noise Blanker on or off. Point NB appears when the function is on. The NB is black lettering on white at the top side of the display readout. Now, for reference again, the Noise Blanker racetrack shape button is the first of the four on the right side of the display at the very top. This completes subsection titled IF Filter and subsection Noise Blanker, part of Chapter 9, Rejecting Interference, on page 36.